You're listening to Real World News, Extractive Industries.
The denouncements of corruption drove the action of social organizations. Chilean Center Ecoceanos and fishermen of the CONAFACH Union demanded this week the resignation of Deputy Fisheries Secretary Felipe Sandoval to the Cold Salmon Table, which is negotiating an economic bailout for this controversial industry worth millions. Sandoval has resigned the electoral campaign of presidential candidate Eduardo Frei after some evidences against him came to light related to unclear deeds carried out as a ministerial official. The former official left the campaign in order to avoid to politically damage former Christian Democrat president, who aims to become president once again in December elections. The Chilean groups are demanding transparency and responsibility, highlighting the salmon industry is using money from Chilean taxpayers, which obviously weren't consulted. Not only does Sandoval need to leave Eduardo Frei's political group, but also the executive authority of the salmon table. For transparency's sake, this needs to be done, since decisions are being made in favor of this irresponsible exporter industry, which is worth millions, stated Juan Carlos Cárdenas, Ecoceanos director. Similarly, Cosme Caracciolo from CONAFACH stated that it was outrageous that a person sanctioned and investigated due to misuse of public funds continues to be the main negotiator of the country in terms of the salmon industry. Sandoval should leave his position immediately, and President Bachelet must be informed about this situation, expressed the unionist in an interview with Ecoceanos News. The bailout plan aimed, supposedly, at mitigating the impacts of the international crisis on the salmon farming companies and was coordinated among the Ministry of Economy, the Association of Banks and Financial Institutions, and Salmon Chile, and it plans to issue credits worth $450 million.
You're listening to Real World News.